But in what, more precisely, one may ask, does this knowledge of reality consist? Reality, after all, is only a word. What sort of content can one give? To this question, there are, within the context of Mahayana Buddhist thought principally, two answers. And these two answers are not necessarily mutually exclusive. According to Hinayana tradition, seeing things in reality, or knowing reality, or just knowing, just knowledge, prajna, consists in seeing what we usually think of, or what we usually perceive as things, objects in the external world, and persons in terms of what are technically known as dharmas. Now, dharma has got many meanings. It usually means teaching, doctrine, but here it means something quite different. Here, the dharmas are the ultimate psychophysical elements or events. According to general Buddhist teaching, this is emphasized especially in the Hinayana, there is in reality no such objective existence, no such objective thing as, for instance, house, or tree, or man, or woman. If we look at them closely, if we examine them, if we analyze them, they become, as it were, insubstantial. They tend to reduce themselves to a flux, to a flow of impersonal, non-substantial, psychophysical processes, which in Buddhist tradition are called dharmas. In a context of, for instance, physics, which speaks in terms of not only the atom, but of the electron, and the proton, and the neutron, and so on, it's rather easier for us nowadays to understand this aspect of Buddhist teaching, of so-called solid, objective, material things being resolved or dissolved into ultimate elements or processes. But Buddhism also applies this to the mind, applies it to existence as a whole, and it, as I said, dissolves or resolves things which we usually think of as objective, existing out there, dissolves people, persons also into these psychophysical processes, these ultimate elements, which in Buddhism we call dharmas. Now, in different schools of Buddhism, there are different lists of dharmas. But all these schools, that is to say, all the Hinayana schools especially, agree that wisdom consists in reducing all the phenomena of existence to a flux of what are called dharmas, these ultimate irreducible elements. According to the Mahayana, however, wisdom consists in the knowledge of shunyata, or voidness. Now, voidness doesn't mean just emptiness in a negative sense. It's not just something like empty space. Voidness, shunyata, is the usual, or the most usual, Mahayana term for ultimate reality. And it consists in reducing the dharmas themselves, those elements, those processes, which according to the Hinayana are ultimate, consists in reducing the dharmas themselves to shunyata. When we see things in terms of objects, in terms of persons, this, the Mahayana would say, is on account of our gross delusion. And this gross delusion is removed by learning to see these objects and persons in terms of dharmas. But the Mahayana goes on to say that seeing things and persons in terms of dharmas is not enough. To see things in terms of dharmas is not to see them in their ultimate reality. We see them in terms of dharmas, according to the Mahayana, on account not of gross delusion, but on account of subtle delusion. And this subtle delusion too must be removed. And we removed it by seeing, by knowing that the dharmas themselves are shunyata. Now, wisdom, in this sense, in the Mahayana sense, is known as the perfection of wisdom. Prajna paramita. Now, this isn't a very good translation, perfection of wisdom. Paramita means literally gone to the other shore, or that which is transcendental. So the perfection of wisdom sutras, the Prajna Paramita literature, the scriptures, these are concerned with wisdom, with prajna, in this sense. In the sense of prajna paramita, or perfection of wisdom, or transcendental wisdom. And they're concerned, above all, with seeing all dharmas as shunyata. In piercing, in penetrating, not only beyond objects, beyond persons, but even beyond the psychophysical processes which make up those things and those persons. In other words, the perfection of wisdom is concerned, we may say, with seeing reality everywhere. Seeing it at all times, in all places, and under all circumstances. This is the perfection of wisdom. Seeing shunyata everywhere.